Let's go out to the phone line right now, and we bring in Bears left guard Matt Slauson. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Good. How are you?
Good. First of all, let's start with your health. I know you had that frustrating pec injury last year that cost you the second half of the season. Where are you in your rehab, and do you expect to be ready when that first mini camp arrives in the last week of April?
Oh, yeah. I will be ready for it. I'm just rehabbing away a little bit here in Chicago, a little bit in Nebraska. But, yeah, everything's going great, getting strong, and I'll be ready to go come April 20 or whatever when that mini camp is.
Matt, you know, we, as a former running back, I know the O-line, they love to pass block, but I know they love to be able to get out and just run block a lot. That's something that you guys did not really do a lot last season. Are you looking to, as you go into this year, of maybe getting back to that smash mouth and, you know, running the ball a little bit more with Matt Forte in the backfield?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's an offensive lineman's dream to run block every single play. And when you've got such a tremendous athlete in Forte, we kind of feel like, hey, put it on us to win us the game. You know, we want to open up holes for Matt and let him get out there with his God-given ability and just run.
You know, Matt, as a former defensive end in Pop Warner football.
Why'd you have to go there,
Jared's got
man.
The running back thing, and I felt insecure, so I figured I'd bring up my own. You know, it's bad.
You look exactly like a defensive end.
6'3", 165. But, Matt, I'm wondering if you guys on the offensive side, on the line, are thinking a little bit, or you know, if it perked your ears up at all when you heard that the Bears are going to be a 3-4 defense coming into next season. I wonder if that's something that turned your curiosity up.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes because I don't know what they're going to have to do personnel-wise to accomplish that. But I am familiar facing the 3-4 forefronts playing in the AFC East earlier in my career. And I think it's a great defense. It'll allow us to do a lot of different things.
He's Bears left guard Matt Slauson joining us right now on the program. And, Matt, the big news obviously yesterday was the revelation that the Bears are trading Brandon Marshall to the New York Jets. Was this a move that surprised you at all? Just what's your overall reaction to the trade?
I don't know a whole lot about that, you know, about personnel decisions and all that. So I can't say that I'm surprised or not. I do know that Brandon is a great player, and we're going to really miss him on our team.
Matt, when you look at some of the guys now that are going to have to step up and be leaders, there's a guy that a lot of people are talking about in Kyle Long and just seeing the progress over the last few years. How could moving him maybe to left tackle kind of maybe solidify that offensive line even more?
Well, I don't know where we're going to move him to or even if the coaches are thinking about that. I do like Jermon Bushrod's play, but as far as moving him, I can't say. All I know is that it is very important that he is on the field. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, his strength, his power, his explosiveness, it is something that we desperately need on the field, no matter what position that we put him at.
You know, Matt, I'm wondering if, you know, with John Fox and Ryan Pace coming in, I mean, they have, you know, whether it's the reported trade of Brandon Marshall moving to a 3-4 defense or just, you know, being, I guess, being the way they've been, being the guys that they are in press conferences and talking to the media, I wonder how comfortable a veteran like you is with this. It seems a very determined front office. It seems a very focused one, and I would imagine that makes you feel real comfortable as a guy coming in on this team.
Oh, absolutely. The direction that those guys are trying to take this team in, it's great. They're all business. They're all serious. They want to get down to business and win and give the Chicago fans what they deserve, and that's a hard-nosed winning team.
Did you have a sit-down? Because Ryan Pace had talked, I think, Adam, check me if I'm wrong here, it was like just before the Combine started. It was that Wednesday Combine thing where Ryan Pace was saying, you know, we're getting through the process of talking to all our players and kind of meeting everyone. What was your initial sit-down with Ryan Pace like? How did that meeting go for you?
It was a very informal deal, but I was really impressed with the guy. His demeanor, his energy. I think he's going to be great for this organization. You can tell how determined he is, and he does have a set plan and a direction that he wants to go in. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Matt, can you already sense sort of the accountability that's being brought back? I know you guys have been away from Halas Hall. You haven't been in the locker room with the guys yet. But just as you watch everything from afar and you talk to John Fox and Ryan Pace, it really seems like to me that John Fox is going to bring just a different attitude and a little bit more accountability to that locker room. Have you been able to sense that already?
Oh, absolutely. Fox and I have talked about that a lot already. You know, he is all about that, and we are too as players. You know, we want to be held accountable. We are professional athletes, and we have a job to do. We don't want any gray area. It's got to be black and white, cut and dry, and that is what he is all about.
Matt, a lot of talk. I hear a lot of people just always talking about Matt Forte, in the sense of when we talk about how he was used in the last couple of years, being out of the backfield, maybe throwing screen passes. A lot of people say with John Fox liking to run the football the way he likes to run it, that Matt Forte might not be that guy in between the tackles. Tell people out there, you get to watch him run every single day. Is he a guy that can get 25 carries a game and run in between the tackles? Because there's a lot of whispers saying that he can't do that.
Well, I am not in agreement with those whispers.
Yes.
You know, I think he is an every down back. I think he is a 30 plus run a game back. I mean, the way he takes care of himself, the way he trains, I never see him slow down at all. As far as injuries go, you know, he is one of the toughest guys out there. You know, you don't see him get hurt a lot. But when he does, it doesn't affect him a lot. And he is a great mixture of every type of back out there. So I definitely think he could be a between the tackles back. He could be out in space. You know, he can pound it. He can do the finesse stuff. He can do whatever you tell him to.
Matt, it's as we let you go here, last question. It remains to be seen, and we're all going to be watching this week, what happens with Jay Cutler. If you had it your way, would you still like to see Jay back with the team next year?
Absolutely. I have every confidence in him. You know, his ability, his intelligence, the guy can be the best in the league. We just have to do a better job as a team supporting him. You know, we didn't do a very good job of that last year, but Jay can be every bit of a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, an Aaron Rodgers. He can be them, if not more.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for coming on the program. And, hey, it's not too far off before we'll see you back at Halas Hall. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, it's Bears left guard Matt Slauson, who I know is dying to get back on the football field after the injury.